This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Independent bookstores are arguably the most endangered of economic species. I mean, they were literally Amazon's first target. But while there are certainly fewer of them now than there were 10 or 20 years ago, the American Booksellers Association says we've got about 2,500 independent bookstores out there right now, and they are not only surviving, but some of them are thriving, as Minnesota Public Radio's Dan Crocker explains.
The seeds for the Zenith Bookstore, which opened in Duluth, Minnesota 2.5 years ago, were sown on the streets of Manhattan.
We used to love kind of walking the streets and visiting bookstores. That was kind of our, we're both big readers, and so that was one of our favorite activities.
Bob DeBrow is the bookstore's owner. He met his wife Angel in New York in the 1980s when the city was full of bookshops.
We lived in Manhattan. We were young and in love and full of energy, and we would walk for hours.
You know, one of the things you sort of casually say to each other is a fantasy. Is that wouldn't it be fun one day to open a bookstore?
The DeBrows got married, had kids. Bob became a math professor at Carleton College in southern Minnesota. When he retired a few years ago, they were packing up boxes of books when that crazy idea popped in their heads again.
It was literally like a bolt of lightning.
Never mind they had never owned any kind of business before, or that people had been predicting the death of small bookstores since Barnes & Noble, then Amazon, and then eBooks. They moved to Duluth, depleted their savings to remodel an old liquor store, and opened for business on a summer day in 2017.
It was pandemonium in here. There were TV cameras, and the mayor came, and all of our friends from all over came, and all these people from Duluth came. It was crazy.
And I felt from the beginning that we had a tiger by the tail. You know, I felt like I was not expecting the extent to which we were embraced by the community.
DeBrow says sales have grown about 60% since they opened. They attribute that in part to loyal customers like Chris Johnson, who stopped by to pick up some books for his college-age kids.
One of my great fears is that bookstores will go away. So I feel almost a moral obligation to be in bookstores. It's probably not the norm, but I think it's important to book lovers that such places exist.
Since bottoming out in 2009, the American Booksellers Association says the number of independents has grown by about 35% nationwide. That surprise success intrigued Harvard business professor Ryan Raffaelli, who studied how independent bookstores have managed to be David to Amazon's Goliath.
It's pretty remarkable in terms of what they've been able to do in terms of repositioning themselves.
He's boiled it down to a few things. Community.
Booksellers are deeply embedded in helping to define this notion of why the consumer should shop local.
Many have turned themselves into gathering places for things like author readings and birthday parties. And then there's what Raffaelli calls curation.
If you see a great bookseller at his or her craft, you'll see them ask questions like, what are the last 5 books that you read? And then they'll steer a reader into a genre potentially that is outside, but they say, this is your next great book.
He says that expertise enables booksellers to compete against the algorithms Amazon uses to recommend books. Still, Dan Cullen with the American Booksellers Association says for many stores, it's an uphill climb.
It's a business with razor-thin profits. I don't want to be a Pollyanna because on the one hand, there's been solid success, but on the other hand, it's a challenging road ahead of them as well.
He says many face escalating rents and struggle to pay living wages and benefits. At the Zenith Bookstore in Duluth, sales are brisk, but Bob DeBrow remains realistic.
My wife has this saying, which we repeat a lot, which is, nobody's getting rich, but the bills are getting paid.
Plus, he gets a lot of satisfaction out of it. He says at the end of each day, he still gets goosebumps seeing what he and his wife have created. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.